on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the incidence rate of COVID-19 in Southend is shown remains the highest in the country. Meanwhile, legislation allowing indoor dining to resume has passed through the Shannon. Flights between Donegal and Dublin are set to resume on Monday, July the 26th. As it's been confirmed, the BSO contract for the route has been awarded to Amapola. And serious concern has been raised over parking at Lisfannan Beach. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin, followed by Nuix with Colm Fersher. First in news, the incidence rate of COVID-19 in Southend is shown remains the highest in the country. The 14-day incidence rate of the virus in Southend is shown is 1,073 cases per 100,000 people, seven times the national average of 151. Anya McGlinchey has more.
240 COVID-19 cases were confirmed in Southend is shown in the 14 days up to July 12th, with the incident rate up 21%. Northend is shown's rate, meanwhile, is the second highest in the country at 848.9, up from 624.9, with 144 confirmed cases. Letterkenny had 103 cases and an incident rate of 345, down 6%. In Milford, the rate of infection has almost doubled to 239 with 33 cases. There's been a jump in Glenties also to 50 cases and a rate of 209 from 133.8. The rate in Lifford-Stranoller is up to 336 with 87 confirmed cases, while a rate of 143 in Donegal and 38 confirmed cases represents a rise of 89%.
Ireland is expected to report about 1,200 COVID cases today. This will be the highest daily case count since the end of January. 994 cases were reported yesterday, with the recent spike partially caused by the Delta variant. Meanwhile, there are 1,380 new cases of COVID-19 in Northern Ireland. It's the highest daily figure in over 6 months and nearly 300 more than yesterday's total. 92 COVID patients are in hospital there, with two in intensive care. Legislation allowing indoor dining to resume has passed through the Shannon, but it will initially only be open to people who are vaccinated or recovered from COVID. The bill is expected to be signed into law next week. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says it is needed to let businesses reopen.
We're faced with a massive wave of Delta. This has been a horrible experience for our country. But if we can get tens of thousands of men and women back to work, let's get them back to work. We have people saying, as an act of solidarity, let everyone into the pubs. As an act of solidarity, put people's lives at risk. That doesn't sound like solidarity to me.
Well, the Derry Councillor says vaccination certificate systems north and south must work together. Councillor Sandra Duffy believes it's vital, particularly for those living and working in border areas, that a vaccination system in the north works in tandem with a system in the Republic. She says it defies logic if there are two different processes in place.
I think that if we are going to have a vaccination certificate system, it needs to work in tandem north and south. There is no point having a system here in the north that doesn't translate if we cross the border and go to Buncrana. It's ridiculous. We live on an island. It's a small island, and our people cross the border every day, multiple times a day. So we need these systems to match up and to work in tandem.
And there is just no way for this to work because, as you mentioned, the border, there are people cross it daily. So there, we've always called for a united front on this, and now more so than ever, it's vital.
Absolutely. We seen last year with the introduction of the track and trace system and the app there, they didn't communicate with each other and that didn't work. Our island works best when both health systems, when we work together. It's the best way forward. Our people move seamlessly across borders for work, for travel, for pleasure. So we need the certificate system to work in tandem.
The Foreign Affairs Minister says more damage will be caused to Northern Ireland if the UK government persists with an amnesty for those who committed crimes during the Troubles. A meeting between Simon Coveney, the UK Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis and political leaders in the North took place this morning. It was described as frank and robust, with calls for Mr. Lewis to meet with victims' groups. Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney says the government is against unilateralism.
If you want a legacy process to work, if you want people to buy into that process, if you want it to be the basis and the foundation for the reconciliation that we all want to try to facilitate, then no one actor here can act unilaterally. And if you do, you will cause more damage than not acting at all. And let me be very clear on that.
Confirmation that two palliative care consultants have been appointed to the Donegal Hospice will ensure services are fully utilised. That's according to the chair of the hospice, Grace Boyle, who says while the position was vacant, some services had to be scaled back. There has been no palliative care consultant at the hospice since January 2019, with respite and end-of-life care the only services carried out as a result. Speaking on today's 9 till noon show, Ms Boyle welcomed the addition of the extra staff.
We were in the position that we were not given the complex cases, the cover that were needed. They were obviously looked after, say, in the oncology department in Letterkenny Hospital, which were overrun as it was. So all our, you know, you could say the complex cases were being looked after there, and we were only doing respite and end-of-life care, which is not what the service should be offering. We have an 8-bed unit that should be utilised completely. So we're now in a position where that will happen, that will be completely utilised. And we have got the green light as well to extend, to make it up to the 12-bed unit that Donegal deserves. This is great news for Donegal. This is, you know, this is what we've been looking for, a complete service. And we have been dogged looking for this, and it has paid off. And to be fair, I do thank the HSE for coming on board with us and pushing it.
The European Commission President has said the Northern Ireland Protocol is a solution rather than a problem when it comes to Brexit. Ursula von der Leyen visited Dublin today for meetings with the Taoiseach. They discussed the recovery from COVID as well as issues relating to Northern Ireland. Ursula von der Leyen has said the Northern Ireland Protocol provides a way forward.
I think the protocol is the solution to the impact of Brexit on Northern Ireland. It's certainly not the problem, but it is the solution. And it is the only solution we have found with the UK.
Serious concern has been raised over parking at Lisfannan Beach. The Gaherlock of the Inishowen Municipal District says the parking situation at the moment poses risks, with motorists forced to park on the hard shoulder in a 100 km per hour zone. The car park at the beach has been closed due to erosion. Councillor Bernard McGuinness has confirmed that a funding application was submitted to the Climate Adaptation Programme for a new car park at the beach. However, he says he is totally dissatisfied with the rejection of the application.
The council applied for funding at the Climate Adaptation Programme, and Inishowen got very, very, very little money compared to other parts of the county. And when I inquired to why, you know, what applications have been put in, I was told they had put in an application for a car park in Lisfannan, which was rejected by the department. And I can't understand that, because there was a road down there from the main road down onto the beach, and they were proposing to build a car park down there, and that didn't get funding. And parking along the main road, where there's 100 kilometre an hour speed, is very, very, very dangerous. Children could run out. You have to leave your car along with our children and go down onto the beach. It's just not right or correct.
And why do you think funding for the car park at Lisfannan has been turned down?
That is the question I pose, and the council in fairness have appealed that decision to the department, and we're awaiting a reply. I think it's a health and safety issue at this stage.
Flights between Donegal and Dublin are set to resume on Monday, July the 26th. As it's been confirmed, the PSO contract for the route has been awarded to Amapola. The Swedish operator has been awarded a 7-month contract with flights to operate twice daily. Transport Minister Eamon Ryan says to ensure the continuity of the service, a further procurement process will begin this summer to provide for a longer-term contract of up to 4 years. Local councillor Nori McGarvey says the resumption of flights is a huge boost for the local community and businesses.
And we're just delighted to get the confirmation yesterday that the new PSO now has been temporarily, if you like, or the temporary PSO has been assigned now by Amapola to fly the Donegal to Dublin route. This PSO now, again, was quite as temporary. It will be reviewed again now in line with all procedures as normal in January time. What we know of Amapola, they are, as you said, they're a Swedish company. They were mainly kind of a cargo company, but then they extended their service then to carry passengers. So they will have an air fleet there that can carry up to 50 passengers on their route. What I would like to say is that I'm just delighted they have retained the 8 o'clock flight or the 8:20 flight in the morning, because it was a very kind of busy route, if you like, particularly for the patients going to hospital in Dublin and for business people, students, that sort of thing. So just delighted to see now that that's been retained. The only one wee point I would say, and I'm a wee bit disappointed maybe in the pricing at the moment of their seats. But I think the cheapest seat at the moment is roughly about 50, 55 euro. Whereas I know in the past, Stobart and Aer Lingus were able to offer it even as low as 35 euro. But maybe that was something that can be reviewed once they get going on it.
And as you say, hopefully this will be reviewed, and with more people possibly using the airport, that they might be able to sustain a lower price. But this is great for businesses in the area and Donegal as a whole.
Absolutely. Even with the, as I say, like in the local areas too, with even the pilots coming to stay in the area on a regular basis meant so much again. It was bringing in perhaps extra staff to the airport itself as well. But not only that then, it meant then that people that have, particularly they work in the business park in Guido, they can come by plane, as I say, as such to Donegal on a Monday, as well as vice versa for business people going to working in Dublin and things like that. So it certainly will, not to mention obviously the tourists now again that can, whenever all the restrictions are left, they can go back into the area again. So looking forward to it very much.
Meanwhile, €23 million has been given to support 6 airports nationally. Donegal, Dublin, Cork, Shannon, Knock and Kerry are all benefiting, with the split based on passenger numbers in 2019. €142,000 has been sanctioned for Donegal Airport. Minister of State at the Department of Transport, Hildegard Nocton, says the funding will go towards helping the facilities get back up and running again post-COVID. It's now 12 minutes past 5. We'll be back with the latest in sport after this short break.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Cash for Clubs at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, the new loyalty scheme that rewards your club every time you shop at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport now with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. It's day 2 in golf at the Open Championship. American Colin Morikawa leads the field at Royal St George's, as Dennis Kerwin reports.
Colin Morikawa continues to lead the way at Royal St George's, having shot 64 earlier to move to the top of the leaderboard on 9 under par. Morikawa is currently 2 shots ahead of Jordan Spieth, who's a couple under for his round through 8. Louis Oosthuizen birdied his opening hole. Subsequent pars have him on 7 under par in company with Spieth. The cut will fall on 1 over. Padraig Harrington and Rory McIlroy are on level par at the halfway stage. They will both be around for the weekend. Defending champion Shane Lowry is 1 under for his round through 6. And also on level par at present. Reporting on the Open Championship with McGurksGolf.com. Serious value and next day delivery on orders. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Yes, thanks to Dennis. An update on that. Darren Clark is also out on the course. He's struggling today, 7 over par through 13 holes. In Gaelic Games, the championship continues for the Donegal under-20s this evening at Brewster Park, when they clash with Monaghan for a place in the Ulster final. Throw-in this evening is at 8 o'clock. There's full live match commentary available here on highlandradio.com. Well, a former Donegal under-20 manager, Gary McDade, has been impressed with the current Donegal side.
I've been very impressed with them. Probably they made a few personnel changes in defence, even from Armagh to Throne. They looked very solid last week. I mean, they were 7 points up when we were commenting that game at the water break, so they were in the second half, and maybe took the foot of the gas and took the eye of the prize, so they did, and maybe got into a settled zone and let the game drift away from it. But the way they grinded out at the end after Throne getting the goal, and Dahi Roberts' great save at the end. Listen, I think they'll learn hugely from that, and just for everyone to be really looking forward to hopefully a huge weekend for Donegal football, both teams in the semi-finals.
Yes, and elsewhere, the Ulster Ladies Under 16 Championship continues tonight. Derry, they host Donegal. That one starts at 7:30 this evening. In the All County Leagues this evening, there's 2 games in Division 1. St Michael's play Gwydor. Killybegs, they play Kilkear. And in Division 4, Naevora Lower Rosses play Urus. And in this, there's 4 ties down for decision in the Senior Hurling League. Rua Ballyshannon play Cairn Donna. Dunloe up against Buncrana. Burt, they play Sean McCools. And St Eunan's, they're up against Setanta. And the All-Ireland Ladies Championship Group 4 in Markovic Park in Sligo at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Donegal, they play Galway. Donegal have already defeated Galway this year in the league. Manager Maxi Kern says his side can take confidence from that result.
Look, you'd have to think that they probably learned more about us than we would have learned about them on the day in the league match. And I suppose they definitely have a lot more room for improvement than maybe we would have had. So, but look, it's still a great source of confidence for our girls, knowing that they went down to Galway and played them in their own backyard. Tumen performed really well against them. So,
there's a big game in the Ulster Championship semi-final this weekend at 1:45 in Brewster Park in Enniskillen. Donegal there up against Tyrone in the semi-final. Oisín Kelly and Martin McHugh will bring us live coverage, commentary on that game on Sunday. Well, All-Ireland winner and All-Star with Donegal, Frank McGlynn, he feels Donegal have a point to prove this weekend against Tyrone.
After the victory last weekend against Derry, but for the performance, I think Donegal's going to go into this game with their teeth gritted, and something to prove. A lot of people were saying they were disappointing last weekend, but I suppose you got to give credit to Derry. Derry made them disappointing and made it very difficult for them. But I do think this weekend they're going to be ready for more go after probably been below par for performance last weekend. I think that might be enough to see them through.
Also on Sunday at 1 o'clock, it's the GA Football All-Ireland Minor Championship Final. Derry, they play Kerry. Moving on to soccer in the League of Ireland Premier Division, there's two games down for decision this evening. Derry City, they host Shamrock Rovers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. St Patrick's Athletic, they host Drogheda United at Richmond Park. Tomorrow, Finn Harps, they're in action. They travel to Oriel Park. They play Dundalk from 4 o'clock tomorrow. Well, ahead of this evening's game against what's seen as the best side in the country, Derry City manager Rory Higgins feels his side are improving all the time.
I think we're developing as a team. I think we're getting better, and I think we're trying to play in the right manner. And over time, I'm very confident that we can be a force in Irish football again. But obviously, it's small steps. But I think we're making small steps at the minute.
Well, as you heard, Finn Harps there playing tomorrow at Oriel Park against Dundalk. There'll be live commentary on air and online with Declan Boyle and Ryan Ferry here in Highland Radio. Daniel Hawkins signed this week for Harps, and former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan is hopeful there's a goal or two in the new man tomorrow.
Yes, you have Adam Foley, and I suppose you need to be pretty thankful for him, because if it wasn't, Hearts would be really struggling without his goals. Young Hawkins, 20 years of age, Swansea, Hull Academy, he's been at Salford, attacking midfielder, apparently is his preferred position, is what he would call himself. So you hopefully he would hit the ground running. A difficult place to go, Dundalk at the weekend. They're a bit of a Jekyll and Hyde this year with some good results and then some poor results. We have to wait and see how it plays out in terms of, if this lad's going to hit the ground running.
Moving on to athletics, and Rashida Adeleke has won gold for Ireland at the European Under-20 Athletics Championships. The Tallaght sprinter claimed the women's 100 metres in a time of 11.34 seconds. She's scheduled to run again later in the 200 metre heats. Well, in cricket this weekend, it's a double weekend of cricket, which starts tomorrow with the North West Senior Cup. There's 8 ties down for decision. Among the ties, the holders Donnymanna, they're away to the Donegal team St Johnson. Also in cricket, South Africa have given Ireland a mountain to climb in their third and final one-day international. Opting to bat first, the visitors made 346 for 4 off their 50 overs at Malahide. In response, a short time ago, Ireland were 143 for 6 after 29 overs. Finally for this evening, just back to athletics, entries are being taken for the New Mills 10K, which is on Saturday week, July the 25th at 9:30 a.m. Entries are also being taken for the annual John Kilmartin Memorial 5K road race. That's on Friday evening, the 30th of July, starting at 7:30. You can go online to enter in those events as well. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally in news, Irish Water says a high demand for water in Donegal is continuing to put severe pressure on water supplies. As warm weather continues, visitors to towns and villages increase and the hospitality sector begins to reopen. High water demand in Rathmullen, Carrigart, Downings, Fanid, Clamanny, Carndonna, Mallantyne, Mallinhead, Glenealy and across the Lochmourne water supply zone is resulting in reduced reservoir levels. Specific nighttime restrictions are being put in place in Convoy, Raphoe, T Steve Brack and Liz Scully for the coming days. Weather now, a dry and warm day with long spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 21 to 23 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, incidence rate of COVID-19 in South Inishowen remains the highest in the country. The 14-day incidence rate of the virus in South Inishowen is 1,073 cases per 100,000 people, seven times the national average of 151. Meanwhile, legislation allowing indoor dining to resume has passed through the Seanad, but it will initially only be open to people who are vaccinated or recovered from COVID. Confirmation that two palliative care consultants have been appointed to the Donegal Hospice will ensure services are fully utilised. That's according to the chair of the hospice, Grace Boyle, who says while the position was vacant, some services had to be scaled back. And serious concerns have been raised over parking at Lisfannan Beach. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says the parking situation there at the moment poses serious risks, with motorists forced to park on the hard shoulder in a 100km per hour zone. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nate with Colm Ferrisher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seomra Mathis with Colm Ferrisher and Seán na Príomh Scéalta. Tá díma léirithe ag an agraíocht Concas a dhéanann ionadaíocht ar na Cáilistí Saoirse. Leis an ceannú cúteamh a chur ar fáil le chealaí a chur an láistín ar fáil le scolairí, tá ag freastal ar an ghéalteacht gan tacaíocht breise a chur, a bheith aontaithe le lucht stiúrtha na Gáilistí féin. Chur Concas i dteanta le Gael Linn ag an cas os chóir caiste géalaige ghéalteachta agus pobal lóra na géalaige inné ag Session Play ar thuaithí na Gáilistí Saoirse. Dúirt caithir le Concas Franco Mualain, go nubrian chaili gaeltachta agus na Cáilistí os as lava a chéile con na cúrsaí gaeliga a chur ar fáil. Cos na raibh sé ceart idir ghealú a dhéanú ataru, agus go raibh sé measla gorú scaifte a chun tosaí ná chun dearú ar a chéile dar leis. Tá ráit is déanta i Gael Linn go bhfuil an tabhacht go deo deisean na úsáid ar gaeliga taobh muid an tiomra ranga a chur ar fáil, agus go raibh tréimh sé fólama sa gaeltacht ar chionda na deisean is fear is féidir a thuairt do scolairí scileanna teangasacu a fheosú. Luaitear chomh maith go ndéanann na Cáilistí Gaeilge suas le 60 milliún euro de Gaeilgeart na Gaeltachta, sin méadú faoi deich ar laiad ar a chiste chuitseamh a chorú ar fáil do na maraítí, agus máltar chomh maith cóabrú idir an roinneidehais agus na Cáilistí Gaeilge, deisean na úsáide Gaeilge a thuairt do dhaoine óga atá ag fólam sa chóras idehais formúil. Cod an teacht in ír na Gaeltachta fáiltear a phobal na Gaeltachta a bheith páirte in Session Play ar an Geraldín na Darna Lás Fí de Míúl le ha macnamh a dhéanamh ar haimi a ardiú le linn sraithe cáinteanna. Teacht in ír na Gaeltachta a tionnalú ag tús na bliana. Fóram poblí a tá gceist le teacht in ír na Gaeltachta ina thugtar seans de pháirtíthe leasmhara tuairimí a chur an uail maidir le tóthaí na Gaeltachta. Agus tá imeachtaí agus comórtais faoi leith fógraíthe san agran uair do chuid Splanc, nuachlaitear na hagraíochta tuismitheoirí na Gaeltachta, cuirtear fáilte roimh a chealaí Gaeltachta páirte ghlacú sna tógraí Spuestaireacht Saoirse agus Tarraíocht Taisce, chomh maith le campas Saoirse ar líne bunaithe ar chúrsaí ealaíne do dhéagóirí sa gcathólas ag tuismitheoirí Bunc IE. Sin mo thuid se go léir slán agus beannacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, July the 16th. The death has occurred of Angela Lafferty, née Doherty, 20 Kildrum Meadows, Killay, County Donegal. Angela will be reposing at her late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral from Kildrum Meadows on Sunday at 12 noon, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Killay, for 12:15 Requiem Mass, with private cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan, Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Killay. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Circle of Support Raising Autism Awareness, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Catherine Sweeney, Clagan Carrigard. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of St John the Baptist for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the Old Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Remelton Nursing Unit, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Jimmy Curran, 25, Dunfield Terrace, Derry, and formerly of Curly Hill, Strabane. Requiem Mass will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11:30 in St Columb's Church, Chapel Road, Derry at 11:30, interment afterwards in Ardmore Churchyard. Due to government restrictions, the house is strictly private. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Bridget McGinley, née Call, Ballymichael, Fannid. Remains are reposing at the family home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosebery tonight at 9 o'clock. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Funeral mass can be viewed live on St Mary's Church at Fanavolte Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations if desired to the Fannid Day Centre, care of any family member or Eamon Scott, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Willie Brown, Ochnakira, Rafoe. Willie will be reposing at his late residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from Ochnakira tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Junan's Church, Rafoe, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on parishofrafoe.com. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors.